Our guest in the cafe is Pud Carnes with House Warmers of Greenville. Good morning.
Good morning.
I saw your newsletter for covering the remainder of March and on into April. Of course, tax time is upon us.
It is here.
Definitely. And interesting thing going on at the Walworth Harrison Public Library in Greenville. And this is the AARP folks are there to help people with their taxes.
And they've actually done it for several years. They have a group of volunteers that are trained on the simplest of returns, really. You know, obviously, if it gets too complex, then they're gonna say you need to go somewhere else. But they're there 3 days a week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 10 until 3. You can walk in and get help with your taxes, or if you've got something that requires a little bit of help, or if you want to do a specific time, you can set up an appointment to have that done. And they will help you. They've got some of the sample forms there that you can take and fill out. It's just a great service, and it's free.
Yeah, but you say if as long as it's not too terribly complex, so don't come in with a big box of the receipts.
No. That you need a CPA for that. Yeah. But if you're just doing, you know, like your simple, easy forms or some things like that, they're there to help you out.
And is that any age?
Yes, it is. Even though I know it's AARP, and I know, in fact, I've got a friend who is actually recently retired and is volunteering to be one of. He's been trained and is one of the volunteers. So I don't know whether the AARP is as much seniors, or whether it's the fact that they've got senior volunteers that are helping with it. Because the pictures I've seen, most of them appear to be probably retired folks.
Okay, so that's taking place at the W. Walworth Harrison Public Library.
And that's through April 11th.
Right, and I think there's an extra day for tax returns this year.
If it falls on the weekend, then
I believe there is. All right, so now then something else going on. Of course, the GMA, the Greenville Municipal Auditorium, went through a major renovation project here about within the last year or so.
Yeah, it's year and a half, actually.
Has it been that long?
It's been that long.
I didn't think it'd been that long. Yeah. But and there have been a number of events in there, but still a couple of major events coming up. Dallas Symphony Orchestra.
Yes.
Playing, and that's a long-standing Greenville thing.
44 years, believe it or not, they've been doing it, coming over and doing this series. And it is the only place outside of the Meyerson Symphony Center in Dallas where they do a regular subscription series. And the thing that's amazing is the tickets are just not that much money, you know, you can get individual memberships. You can get family memberships. They encourage children to come. And this concert coming up on March 15th is perfect for kids. It's a Thursday night. Starts at 7:30. And it's all the music of John Williams, the great movie composer.
So this includes Star Wars.
You know, you just think about some of them. Raiders of the Lost Ark, all of the Harry Potter music, Jurassic Park. You know, he did the Superman thing.
I was about to say.
Yeah, there's so many that we all know. And to hear those songs played live by an orchestra is, to me, just going to be fabulous. I'm as excited about this concert as anything they've done, and I don't know when.
We're talking with Pud Carnes with House Warmers of Greenville. And, you know, you might think that you're not in particular a symphony fan, but to hear that orchestra there in front of you in a terrific venue like that with the terrific sound quality there.
Yes, it is.
It's exceptional.
It is exceptional. And this, if there's ever a concert that was accessible to a lot of people, this one is it. And in fact, I understand that because of that, they're actually going to be selling some tickets at the door. Normally, you know, you have to buy the tickets way ahead of time as part of the subscription, but they know that there's going to be so much interest in this. And I think one of the other things that's really neat is, in order to encourage children to come, every child that attends is invited to register. And at intermission, they actually draw five names, and each child that's drawn gets $20.
Generous.
Yes. Yeah, so, and that's another way to make sure people really understand. They mean it when they say they want kids to come.
Yeah. Yes. And then Friday, March 23rd, the country music group Shenandoah.
Yes, they're coming to the GMA to perform. And I think that's going to be another wonderful concert. It's their 30th anniversary tour. And lots of really wonderful songs that a lot of people know and grew up with. And and I understand even Miranda Lambert has talked about what an influence they are on her music. So this is, as you said, this is a great one. And the tickets are $25 and $35, which you can't do that in Dallas. What I think is also so wonderful is with the renovation of the GMA, they actually contacted management at the GMA and said, we want to play there.
Is that right? Shenandoah did.
Yes, which is, the word is getting out, and they're not the first ones recently to do that.
That's great. All right, so a lot's going on. Pud, thanks for having a cup of coffee with me.
I always enjoy it. Thanks.
Pud Kearns with Housewarmers of Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.